A great saint of his time, Sayyiduna Abu Ja'far bin Khattab rahmatullah alayhi says, once a beggar came to his doorstep and he asked for some help. The great sheikh asked his wife if he had something to give to the beggar. His wife replied, we only have 4 eggs. He said to his wife, give them 4 eggs to the beggar. And she did. The beggar took 4 eggs and went. After a while, a friend of the saint came and gave them a basket full of eggs. The sheikh asked his wife, how many eggs are there in the basket? She replied, there are 30 eggs. The sheikh asked, you gave 4 eggs to the beggar. So, by which calculation, there are 30 eggs in the basket? She replied, there are 30 unbroken eggs and 10 broken eggs. Now, scholars say, regarding this parable, that when the wife gave 4 eggs to the beggar, from them 4 eggs, 3 eggs were unbroken, and 1 egg was broken. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave them 10 times back. So in return of 3 eggs, they were given 30 unbroken eggs. In return of 1 broken egg, they were given 10 broken eggs. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is immense. In addition to granting us reward in the hereafter, at times, He Azza wa Jal also showers His mercy in the world. He Azza wa Jal shows clear signs so that people get inspired and motivated. As obvious from this parable, it has been mentioned in Quran Pak translation, for the one who brings one good deed are 10 like it. In the commentary, Sayyiduna Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah alayhi stated, the one doing one good deed will be given the reward of 10 deeds. However, the reward is not limited to 10. In fact, it is mainly depending upon Allah Azza wa Jal's will. He Azza wa Jal may grant 700 times or even countless rewards. This matter of reward is dependent on the mercy and bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. From this story we learn that if someone comes to you for help, doesn't matter how much you have, do not return the person empty-handed. Give them however much you can. We also learn from this beautiful story that if someone gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal blesses the person in the world as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of spending our wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen bijahin nabi jilameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.